It's not just the Strait of Hormuz. The fight for control over that critical waterway in the Persian Gulf drags on. But now another strait, this one in the Red Sea, is being contested. That's because the Houthis in Yemen, backed by Iran, are threatening to blockade the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Earlier this week, the militia force attacked two ships from Saudi Arabia. The Saudi kingdom has come to rely heavily on shipping lanes in the Red Sea for exporting its oil. If the blockade by the Houthis remains in place for any length of time, it's going to be felt far and wide. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which was wide open before the Iran war began, has already shaken the global energy market. Taylor Luck reports today on developing threats to another waterway in the region that's critical to global commerce. Good morning. It's Saturday, July 25th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Matthew Bell. Go to csmonitor.com or our app for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor Stories. The stalemate between the U.S. and Iran over control of the Strait of Hormuz has created a global economic shock. Now, the conflict is threatening to disrupt international shipping through the Red Sea. Taylor Luck reports from Amman, Jordan, for the Monitor. In the South Hebron Hills is a Palestinian village with a new Israeli settler outpost in the middle of it, making life burdensome in the extreme. Villagers say the tactic is part of a struggle for control of the West Bank, aimed at making them give up and leave. Dina Kraft reports from the village of al-Khair in the West Bank for the Monitor. Trump versus Slaughter, the Supreme Court ruling from June, could shift the balance between presidential control and agency autonomy, according to legal scholars. Olivia Fletcher reports for the Monitor. Our reviewers' fiction favorites include Colson Whitehead's Harlem Trilogy finale, plus stories about women in pre-Taliban Afghanistan, and academics in rural Vermont. On the nonfiction side, World War II women aviators called Attagirls get their due, while books investigating romance scammers in Nigeria and the Nord Stream sabotage dive into more recent history. Staff writers and contributors write for the Monitor. The Ukrainian Bat Rehabilitation Center has been hosting annual nationwide bat releases for years. Thanks to social media, popularity has skyrocketed against the backdrop of the war with Russia. Contributor Kang Chun Chang reports from Poltava, Ukraine, for the Monitor. Catching fireflies and then releasing them into the summer sky results in an exuberant display of light, as one contributor details in a piece for the Home Forum. Contributor Robert Close writes for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find all of them and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Emily Staunton. I'm Matthew Bell. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.